Christian greetings to each one this morning. I'd like to read from Psalms 148 and maybe another chapter as well, a little bit in another chapter. A couple weeks ago, I opened my Bible, and this is what I read, this chapter, and some things in it stuck out to me. And I've sort of been thinking about it the last while since then. And, you know, before I'd read this, I'd been reading in some of the New Testament for maybe 3 or 4 weeks, a month, and I hadn't really read anything in the Psalms. And when I read it, it was the first time I'd read anything in Psalms for quite a while. Maybe it was because of that. Maybe, I'm not sure, probably because I needed it, but it really stuck out to me. Psalms 148, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, Lord, from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all ye deeps, fire and hail, snows and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent, his glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near him. Praise ye the Lord. I found it interesting that David is calling the creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the hills, the beasts, animals, to praise God. And I had to wonder a little bit why David was calling them to do that. Isn't that what they do? Then they do. God created the sun to shine, to fulfill his glory, and it does every day. The moon reflects back that sunshine, the stars shine. The animals are there. They're doing what God commanded them to do. Everyone is still the same as it was the day he created it. Aren't they showing God's glory? And they are. But David also talks about people. We're created for the same reason that the world was created, and that was to praise God. But I think because we have a choice, we can praise God better than all creation. They don't have a choice. The sun and moon and stars, the earth, the animals, the angels, the heavens, they do it because God created them, and they do it very well. But we have a choice, and for that, we can do it a lot better. But sometimes we forget about it. I find that in my life. We don't remember to praise God, don't remember to glorify God, to worship him as he deserves to be worshiped. But, you know, David, I think, did a really good job of it in his life. Throughout the Psalms, seems to be one of the major themes of the Psalms is praising God. Over and over again, he talks about praising God for who he is, for what he's done. And as I was thinking about that, and then later on, I read in Psalms 18, and it made me realize why David had such a willingness to praise and glorify and worship God. And I'd like to read some of those verses. Psalms 18, verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, in my high tower. He's acknowledging who God is, that he loves him, that he's his trust, he's his strength, he's his deliverer. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. You know, read about David, the history of David, and he was a very mighty man, both physically and intellectually. But he's seen his need of God. And in verse 6 it says, in his distress, he looked to God. He called for God. And then I really like the way he describes God's answer. When I first read it, I thought, maybe he's exaggerating just a little bit. Did this all really happen? I think it did. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and the darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark, waters and a thick cloud of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channel of the water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. A very awesome God. I think another one of David's keys to remembering who he was and his worship of God is his awesomeness. And I like the verse 16, I think the last verse I'll read. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. And again, he's remembering that this is the God that took him out, delivered him from his enemies. We have the same God, and we also have an enemy, which is the devil. And he can deliver us, he does deliver us. And I want to praise him for that, and I will remember to keep on praising him each day. I really appreciate that we have a day, Sunday, Lord's Day, that we can get together, and we can make a special day of worshiping God and remembering that we are here to glorify him, to honor him, and to praise him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. I want to thank you, Lord, for your love to us. Thank you that you are our God and that you are an awesome God, that no matter the situation and trouble that we have, that we can come to you, and that you know our problems and that you hear and answer us. I ask that you would be with us this morning, be with each one that has a part. Just pray that you would bless them, your Holy Spirit would speak to us, that you would help us to grow. We pray this in Jesus' name.